Greetings. Greetings again, my dear and wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. Special broadcast, prophecy to the youth, prophecy to the babies, the African science of cosmology, African religio-science of the cosmological universe. We're on that energy. E equals MC squared, or energy equals mass material times the speed of light squared. Energy equals earth, air, fire, water, the material universe, the aggregate, the collective aggregate universe, and times the, let's say it again, energy equals the collective aggregate material universe times the speed of light squared. So we're working on that energy, that original cause of the effects that we say is the universe, that original energy, original spirit, original power, original force. The next one of the definitions we said of energy was fundamental entity of nature. We're working on the word fundamental, and we're down to essential, determining essential structure and function. Essential structure and function and facts. So the structure of the universe, how this most high spirit, soul, energy, force, power constructed. See, when you construct something, that takes energy, that takes power, that takes force, that takes spirit. We get into the definition of Holy Spirit in detail, of spirit in detail, you will see that one of the definitions is energy. Energy. How does that original energy, power, force, spirit construct the universe? All the way down to the atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules. Next definition of fundamental. Produced by lowest component complex vibration. Now, this is looking at vibrations. Rastaman vibrations is positive. Energy is that usually positive spirit force. Is that what we said? That usually positive spiritual force. When there's a force, there's energy, there's vibration. So vibration, when we look at everything as vibrations, everyone as vibration, what type of vibe are we bringing? In spirit, the definition of Ruach, spirit, you will see emotions, you will see disposition. This has to do with the type of emotion we bring because of extenuating circumstances, causing our vibrations to change, causing our energy to change. Energy is that reality that is the lowest component in the universe, the
African Twa, according to our brother Oba Tshaka, saw vibrations, saw waves. Waves in the water are vibration. Musical wave, sound wave, voice wave, light waves. These are vibrations. And the African Twa taught that the word of God, goddess, causing vibrations in the universe, causing the reality of the unifying force. The word of God, goddess, is that unifying force in the universe that causes the vibrations, makes thought, thinking into material reality. See, this is science that the youth must know, the babies must know and understand. A thought is in your mind, but when you make that thought into reality, when you exert energy and put that thought into your energy, when you speak something, and when you speak that something, you work that something, that idea that you spoke into existence is connected with work and energy and is now manifested into material reality. These Africans, they saw undulating water as waves. Undulating water means water's bubbling, water's vibrating, watchers waving and vibrating. These waterways, we're going to remember all of this when we get to the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. We're laying the foundation in this introduction. Undulating water waves. This is where Einstein got his Big Bang. He's looking at waves. The Big Bang Theory. Theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, energy causes waves, energy causes vibrations, energy vibrating in mass, vibrating in light, energy causing this bang, this most high father and mother, this most high energy, this most high spirit entity, causing this great bang. That's causing vibrations and waves in the universe. And this waves in the universe causing the aggregate collection of material and causing light to permeate all over the universe. Energy equals earth, air, fire, water, fire, light. E, energy equals earth and air and the collective aggregate mass material of the universe times fire or light squared. All of this is energy and all of this is waves. The African Twa taught us this. Now, fundamental entity of nature. We're working on this energy. Entity is defined as being and existence. Now, existence, the existing one is Jehovah, Yahweh, Almighty Father and Almighty Mother, Yahweh, Sacred Masculine and Sacred Feminine, Jehovah, Yahweh, begetting, that's Father, and conceiving, that's mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers and describes Jehovah Yahuwah, implies that Yahuwah begets and conceives. That's the birthing process. That's father and mother birthing and producing life, existence, existing, living. Once again, the root of Jehovah Yahuwah is Hayah, which has to do with being, existing, coming into being, coming into existing. and existence. This is describing that energy that has caused all in the universe to be and exist. When the scripture says, "Tell them, Moses, I am that I am sent you." Who has gone into the definition of the words "I am that I am" in the African Hebrew language? I've not heard anyone. So I decided to research the "I am that I am." That "I am that I am" is Haya. If I remember correctly, 1951 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Haya. I'll have all the information that you need to go to the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary and Lexicon at www.blueletterbiblev3.com. But I'll have it in the summary page. Go there and you can see all the definitions of the words of the Bible, Old and New Testament. Old Testament African Hebrew, New Testament European Greek, and you will see where it says etymological root or etymology here, saying hit that number and you'll see the root to the number and the word that you are studying. So the root of Jehovah, which is 3068, the root is 1951. That is Hayah. That is the I am that I am. And the Hayah, I am that I am, is come into existence, come into being, telling us that energy is bringing all into being that is in existence. That energy, that source, that power, that force that has brought all into existence. I am that I am is that cause. That cause of all the effects of the universe. Being, existence, entity is also defined as independent, self-contained existence. That's Yahweh in their very definitions. They're saying entity in the English. But when we study the definition of Yahweh, Jehovah, 3068 in the African Hebrew language, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, we see the existing one, which is telling us that this existing one is self-contained existence, the origin of existence, the origin of existing. The cause of all that exists. Next definition of entity. Existence of a thing in contrast with the attributes. So watch this now. And we want to make sure that we are church friendly. We don't want animosity with the church. We don't want animosity with the mosque, the cathedral, the temple. We don't want to exude enmity, animosity, and vitriol. We want the babies and the youth to be able to move freely among church people, mosque people, cathedral people, synagogue people, temple people, and move freely among those in the scientific, academic world. Move freely everywhere, understanding that all of the religious science of this modern world comes from African scientific cosmological universe teaching. Now, existence of a thing in contrast with the attributes. So if you look at something and you see the attributes of that something, the attributes are seen as separate from the thing. The thing or the object or the source of the attributes. The source causes the attributes, or the source is understood through scientific study of the attributes. So when we look at the universe, the whole of the universe, all the way down to the energies, spirit, atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules, all the way to what we might say spiritual attributes as love, friendship, camaraderie, long-suffering. You know how the scriptures talk. All of these are attributes of the Most High, self-contained, existing energy, power, force. And so when we are in the study of any portion of the universe, we are studying the effects and we are studying the attributes of the Most High energy, the Almighty energy, the Almighty spirit, force, power, energy, existing, self-contained, existing one, called in African Hebrew, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Right here in their own definition. So we can see just by using their own definitions, there should be no separation between religious knowledge and scientific knowledge. Now, nature, fundamental entity of nature. This is a further breakdown of the definitions of energy. Now, nature is defined as inherent character, the basic constitution of a person or thing, essence, disposition, temperament. So, all of us and every facet of the universe can be seen as characteristics and attributes of the Most High energy. All of us make up the basic constitution of the Most High energy. All of us represent the nature of the Most High energy, especially when we exhibit the positive spirit force in our lives. So when we are studying any portion of the universe, we are studying the nature of the Most High. We are studying some portion of the characteristics and attributes of the Most High. When the African Hebrews studied the universe, they studied the same universe. When the African Kemet, African Nubia, Ethiopia, African Dogon studied the universe, they studied the same scientific universe. When the African Twa, those little Africans from the Congo, made their scientific study, they were studying the same one universe. So the modern day scientists, when they study, what are they going to study but the same one universe, no way around it. So when they use their so-called scientific words, it is the same, it is in description of the same universe that we have all been studying. But we must go into the definitions of the words: essence, disposition, temperament. What is it that is causing us to act in the way that we are acting? Creative controlling force in the universe. These are their own definitions. The Most High is the creative controlling force. There's that word force that comes from the African Twa that we learned from Brother Oba Tshaka. The creative controlling force in the universe. Watch this now. We're talking about nature. The inner force and sum of the forces in the individual. The inner force and sum, meaning collection, S-U-M, sum of the forces in the individual. So every aspect of the universe, all the way down to the atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules, are the inner forces and the sum forces or aggregate or collective forces of this individual that is the controlling, creative controlling force of the universe, the cause of the universe, that great most high energy spirit force of the universe. Physical drives or constitution of an organism. So if we look at this whole universe as an organism, your body, our bodies are organisms. And every part of our body is a piece or a parcel of the organisms. And so we are all parts of the universe and parts of this organism that was caused by the Most High through exertion of energy to bring into existence the whole of the universe and all of the aggregate collective material mass that is the universe. Now let's move to the other side of that equal sign. E, we were dealing with energy. All the definitions of energy, or many of them, more definitions, had to cut it short. Energy equals. Now we're going to go to the other side of the equal. Energy equals the universe. Energy all over the universe. Energy equals M, the letter M, times C squared, and M is mass. C squared is the speed of light squared. So we're going to say E equals the universe and break the universe down. The universe is the aggregate collection of mass and material times the speed of light squared. Now, mass is defined as quantity. Aggregate of matter, one of the definitions. Matter has to do with material. Quantity or aggregate of matter, usually of considerable size. The principal part or main body. So the universe is a collective aggregate of mass and matter. Okay? Now, let's hit light for a second. Light is defined as something that makes vision possible. Sensation aroused by stimulation of the visual receptors. Electromagnetic radiation of any wavelength traveling in a vacuum with a speed of 186,281 miles per second. That's what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught in the 30s that he learned from Master Farad Muhammad, who studied this same African scientific cosmological teaching of the universe. He rounded it off and said 186,000 miles per second. But that's the speed of light from the sun, causing us to be able to see, have vision, and light causing motion, striking surfaces in the universe. Even light in the womb of the woman, the mother, pressing on that womb, causing life after union between the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, seed of life, germ of life called sperm, emitted into the womb, the egg. In that egg is light, in that egg is motion and movement and splitting of cells and atoms, so on and so forth, speed of light squared, causing life in the universe, causing mass to aggregate and collect and move. All of this caused by that great energy, spirit, force, power, known in the African Hebrew language as Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, known in the various religious languages under various names, but in the scientific community known as force and energy and power. But energy is spirit, force, power, showing us there's no separation in the knowledge. Let's take the next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.